About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Hell yeah, welcome to your K-Rock. It is just after 8 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Welcome to your prequend. If you are back to school, it's day two, which means you still have a long-ass time before you can start getting ready for summer 2027. But as Ali said, the year is moving fast, so we're almost there. Just a few more mornings.
Yeah, boom. We'll be there.
Just like that. I'm Klein. There's Ali.
Hi.
That is DJ Omar Khan right there.
Hey.
Jake's a nerd.
Who's that?
Postmaster Johnny, and also known as Gay Leno. And then in the back, you've got producer Vanessa. We got lots to get into on the show this hour. Spider Bites. A lot of people want to share with us the stories. A lot of people have been leaving their stories on the goat line. And if it feels like spiders are everywhere now, it's because they absolutely are. And as much as it's, you can just smash them with your foot, roll up some old magazine and crush them. They're also trying to kill us back. And we talked about a woman that got bitten 14 times. And
she got bitten by a gaggle of spiders that all ran up her leg at once and attacked her. That's
so
organized.
They're starting to do what the coyotes were doing, where they're kind of hunting now in packs.
Yeah.
And that is dangerous.
Spider!
I'm kind of pissed off at spiders because I've been changing my tune on you and I've been letting you live.
Yeah.
When I see you around, I'm not just crushing you anymore. I'm putting you in a little cup. I'm getting
you're setting them free.
A little Best Buy coupon, putting it under the water glass. I'm opening the door. I'm freeing you and putting you back outside. And this is how you're treating us?
So we'll get into your stories coming up later this hour and reward one of you handsomely just for interacting with the show. And also, Ali, there's a lot of calls continuing about what's happening with us after the show tomorrow.
Hey, Klein. Invite me to your Funner Summer Pool Party. If you invite me, bro, I'll bring a gang of hoes. Hoes are guaranteed to make their Funner Summer. Come on, Klein. I got all them hoes for you. Come on, you know you're down. It can be a hoe down. Come on. Come on, invite me, Klein.
All right, that guy's in.
Your wife does love hoes.
She said more hoes. That's the one thing she was concerned about. There wouldn't be enough hoes in the backyard.
Now you can put her stories
at ease. That was her big issue. She said, it's not everything else. I just am concerned there's not going to be a good hoe ratio at the party. And I said, all right, well, hopefully someone will call and offer up hoes.
She didn't call it a ratio?
She did. I said it wasn't funny, but she did anyway. Clickbait is next on K-Rock. Stick around. The internet is full of riddles and mysteries. We solve them each and every morning on the show. So it's time for us to solve the internet with some clickbait. Here we go.
Mate.
All right. Talking to you, Jake. This common habit is currently killing your sex life. And they studied a bunch of couples that claim that they are unsatisfied. This is a conversation we got into, I believe, during the Showtime podcast yesterday. How often is the right amount? Is too often? When is not enough? And they did some research, and some experts looked at people that were unsatisfied. And
At people while they were having sex.
And they said, what are you doing in my room? We're having sex in
this
here.
This is a study.
Turns out the thing that's ruining the sex life is the person in the corner taking notes.
And doing studies on it.
I'm just trying to have sex here. Can you leave? So this is the thing, though, that they found. There was a common theme among the couples that claimed that they were unsatisfied with how often they were being intimate with each other. What is the thing that is probably ruining your sex life currently?
Well, it can't be Magic the Gathering because that's too niche. Not enough people play it. But I'm going to pick just being on your phone in general.
I'm going to say different schedules. I think that is death right there.
It's really weird how, if you think about it, for so many years, the schedules were pretty much 9 to 5. That was like the standard schedule.
Everyone was on the same schedule.
9 to 5. Some sort of a 9 to 5. Everyone had happy hour at the same time. And then it's all shifted now.
Yeah, it's a choose your own adventure for some people. For us, it's very different than a lot of other people.
Right.
I have a very different bedtime than my wife. So sometimes we have like a 30-second conversation all day.
All right. Sounds great. Based on the conversations I've heard, it seems like too much.
It's actually been kind of nice.
That's the secret.
Yeah.
Omar, what is the answer? Yeah. This is the thing right now that is the common habit that is probably killing your sex life.
I think people tend to spread themselves too thin, and they like to, you know, fill their lives up with activities and stuff. Mm. And I think that that's just killing your sex life.
Yeah,
you're doing too much. Too much on your table.
It's never been easier to find, quote, your people or your thing, because as much as your thing could be niche, it could be pickleball, it could be Jake's Magic the Nerd Gathering, whatever.
It could be a virtual room full of headless naked people.
You could still... That was my thing one time. Twice I checked it out. I don't think
one
I'll be...
One time, twice. Okay.
I don't think I'll be going back for the fourth time.
Uh-huh.
The point is...
Free tag.
We all have our own things.
Right.
And there's...
They're all normal. Lucky
for us. By the way, the people had heads in the room I was in. It just, they don't show their heads on the camera.
Oh, we understand.
Okay.
Well, no,
you guys make it sound like I'm some weirdo.
Yes, because you are.
That's into headless people. I'm not into headless people. I love the head. I love head.
Yeah, right. Just not on the people in the waiting room.
They just don't want to show their faces. Because who knows? They got, maybe they're political figures or celebrities. You don't know who they are. They want to stay.
They're all celebrities.
They're probably all celebrities.
There's a bunch of Jeff Bezos is in there.
Yeah, probably. Right. That's what the these people are into. Anyway, let's not focus on my thing.
Okay. Sorry, everyone has a thing.
This is the common habit that's killing your sex life. And the answer, according to the internet, so it must be true, is bedtime procrastination, which is something that is happening now.
Oh, yeah.
2 or more hours of the two of you, let's just say you're in a relationship, and that is when you are, quote, procrastinating before bed. And oftentimes, Jake's right, it is the side-by-side scroll where technically and physically you are near each other, but you are completely different universes.
Yeah, or one person is like, I'm going to get in the shower. Okay, I'm going to finish cleaning the kitchen. Okay, I'm going to watch something for a little while. Then you're kind of tag-teaming waiting for each other,
so,
and then it never happens.
We've talked about the fact that people are at separate bedtimes altogether, and that is already a bad start. But if you have the same bedtime, you kind of go to bed roughly the same time as your partner, but you guys are doing completely different things in the hour leading up to that. And I thought that's what that time was for. I didn't realize you're supposed to, like, brush teeth in tandem. I thought that's kind of the time to be like, all right, you have an hour to do what you need to do, and I have an hour
right.
to do what I need to do.
Yeah. But then there's no time to connect, I guess. Or if you're laying in bed and you're not completely ready for bed, that's the time for sex, right?
They are suggesting, though, and this is the answer if you want to solve the problem, because everyone's gotten in the habit now of getting in bed and scrolling aimlessly, even though you're not supposed to do it. They have said, rather than do two separate phones where people are on completely different wavelengths, you get one phone between the two of you, and you kind of do a where you're kind of both scrolling together.
Because not scrolling is not an option.
No, not scrolling is ridiculous. That's stupid. You got to talk. So you scroll.
Share the screen.
You take one phone and you scroll together, where you're able to engage in the same thing. Now you're at least on the same wavelength.
Yeah, it's like watching a show together.
The problem is the algorithm that I'm getting is completely couldn't be more different than the one my wife's getting.
Clearly.
Yeah, I heard people have heads, okay?
So and totally clothes does. On.
Yeah, people are naked with no heads. She's got a bunch of clothes people with faces.
Maybe you should keep your screen separate.
In fact, most of her feed is about people with faces and how to pop blackheads and make skin look better that stuff. It's
okay.
All face stuff.
Yeah.
I got no faces in my world.
Yeah, I think that people's show and movie taste can cross over more than their algorithm taste.
So the separate scroll is killing your sex life, so avoid that if you want to have sex tonight. We'll get back in a moment. And your stories. This was inspired by a listener that left this theme song on the goat line. It was such a great song that when Omar was not here yesterday, Jake had to take a shot at turning this into a theme song. And boy, did we miss Omar, because this is what we got.
Spider bite. You don't want to get bit by a spider.
Somehow he once again made the music way too loud, and it's just so bad in every possible way. So thank God Omar's back today, because that's our plan B, is Jake the Nerd.
Jake, did you not say not that long ago that you can tell when something's bad?
Yeah.
He made two versions.
So what happened here?
He made two versions of it.
My original version's decent.
Spidey bite. I have a friend that got bit by a spider. Spider bite. You don't want to get bit by a spider.
Even the sound quality of that
theme
song, what happened?
I thought you got that fixed years ago, your computer, where you're getting better quality stuff.
No, it never got fixed. But I made an intro before and I liked it.
Great. All right, that was...
We're playing the original intro.
That's the two I got here.
No, I made one, the original one, and Allie liked it.
The original one.
When we first did the spider bite thing, I sang it myself instead of using this lady's, like, audio.
I remember that. Yes. Mm. But it's probably labeled something strange, so we'll never find it.
It's labeled spider bite something.
No, I'm into two spider bites. I just played everything I have in the world of spider bites.
No way.
That's it. I got that.
No way.
I got that. This is the only other thing I have.
Hey, kid, it's me, Spider-Man.
Oh, that's good.
I hear you are sick. Get better. I gotta go fly somewhere.
That's better than the one you did. And that was a guy I paid for.
I think I found
it. Oh, here it is.
Spider stuff, now it's time for the spider stuff. Allie screams, climbs a bitch, giving us the real big kick. Look out, here comes spider stuff.
I do like that one.
Spider stuff?
Yeah, that's not even the name
of
the segment.
That was the name of the segment before. You changed it.
Huh.
It's your fault.
We were going to go with spider stuff?
No.
That's
no way we agreed to that.
Spider stuff? It wasn't my line.
Well, anyway, we don't have a good intro for it, but we'd love to take your calls.
It's pretty decent.
You were almost taken down by a spider. Your story's next. 800-520-1067. That is after this.
All week.
Spider-Man, I do believe, is still the biggest movie in the entire world, but let's not go ahead and forget for a moment that spiders are actually in our real lives on a daily basis, causing us grave harm. And we talked about this woman that was bit 14 times by what appeared to be some sort of a calculated attack from spiders.
She was just sitting by a fire, and a bunch of spiders crawled up her leg. I think she almost lost her leg and her life.
Yeah, she and that was like days after the fact, because she goes, at first it was just kind of annoying and itchy, and then all of a sudden I think her blood started clotting or something.
Yeah, and Kevin Ryder almost died.
That guy took a brown recluse right on the back, and his back looked like someone spilled battery acid all over it. I saw it.
I think people like Spider-Man because it's the only spider bite success story.
So, yeah, it really is. If you think about the real ones that we're dealing with, we'll take your calls in a moment. Real-life spider bites. This is going to freak people out. And if you're already someone who's freaked out by spiders like my wife, this was one time we had a spider on the ceiling above our bed.
No! If it drops into the bed, I will f***ing kill you. Be smart.
That's when she told me to make sure I got rid of it. And then when I went to try to swat it, which is very hard to kill a spider on the ceiling.
Ceiling spiders are maniacal.
It fell.
They know what they're doing.
It fell into the bed and then crawled off. And I had to pretend that I had one I had to basically pretend that I got it and put it in the toilet. And then she goes, let me see the body. Show me the body. And I didn't have a body to show her. So she,
you sure don't.
So we moved. So we moved. Then there was this woman who left this message just this past week on the goat line about real life spider bites.
He got bit by a spider on his face. His face swelled up. He was in the hospital for 9 days. And he actually had to get surgery to remove part of his cheek inside. He has sepsis. And then he ended up going to MRSA. Then he came out of the hospital after 9 days. A week later, he got bit on his tummy, and he had to go to urgent care, and they had to cut around on his tummy. Mm. So spider bites are very dangerous. Spider bites. You don't want to get bit by a spider.
So that
better than Jake's version.
That is, here's Jake's version as we officially get into a round of something that we are calling spider bites, but Jake is somehow calling still spider stuff. It's time for spider bites.
Spidey bite. I have a friend that got bit by a spider. Spider bite. You don't want to get bit by a spider.
Hey, Pedro, if it feels like spiders are everywhere this time of year, it's because they are. It must be spider breeding season or something, because webs are everywhere. Go ahead, Pedro, what happened to you? Real-life spider encounters.
Hey, what's up, Klein? So I was sitting under a tree. A spider came down, landed on my nose. I felt a bite. Bam, I whacked it. I seen it fall. Immediately started breaking out into hives. Ended up going to urgent care. Almost died. They told me that then and there, I was allergic to spider bites, and never again.
So you immediately started breaking out in hives. What did they give you, anti-venom or something in the urgent care?
I mean, honestly, I don't even know. I was kind of already like, when I was breaking out to hives, my throat was closing too.
Ooh.
So at that point, I'm just like, you know, I was laying down on the gurney, and my mom kind of took care of everything else, so... most likely.
You still don't know what kind of spider it was? I know for you, it probably doesn't even matter.
Yeah, correct. I'm not too sure. I kind of felt that bite. I smacked it. I seen something fall on the floor. I'm like, oh, that's a spider.
So you didn't even kill it?
I hope I did.
Still out there going, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, you got a bite and got away. That's, all right, well, that's, and also, does that mean you're allergic to all spiders? Because I'm sure there's some that you're, I mean, that's got to freak you the F out now on top of everything. I think, right. Allie, your biggest fear is what, a spider crawls inside of your vagina while you sleep and lays eggs?
The laying of the eggs.
Is it in the vagina or the ear? Which one is your?
Any.
Oh, any hole, orifice. All hole.
Yeah, and even if I feel like a scratching in my ear or any kind of thing that feels off, that's my first thought is there's a spider laying eggs in my ear. But are you terrified of spiders now? Oh, I mean, you must be.
He's got, Pedro, you got to go through life freaked out because you know if it gets you again, you could be game over, right?
Yeah, no, I'm super terrified. I usually have my wife kill bugs for me now.
Oh, my God. That's humiliating. That is humiliating.
And he's like, don't worry, I'm allergic.
Tammy, welcome to Spidey Bites. What happened to you?
Hi, guys. I used to live in Nashville, and they got bit by a brown recluse on my forearm. But I was okay. Like, it still hurt and it still ulcered, but it wasn't too bad. Like, no medical treatment.
But brown recluses eat away at your skin, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's an ulcer. Like, it becomes a little ulcer.
Oh.
But it can stay small. Mine stayed small. And then it went away after a while. But apparently I had an infestation in my attic in Nashville. So when the exterminator came, he came, you know, all like covered up. He pulled the door down to the attic and all these brown recluses fell all over him, all over our stairs.
How many? Hundreds of brown recluse left. Spiders?
I mean, I would say there was hundreds in our attic. But the amount that fell down was probably like 15 to 20.
Oh, but you should. Yeah,
so you moved out. That's you have to move out. I can't put everything you just said on the radio.
Oh, I am out of there. If there is a brown recluse breakout in my attic.
Just living up there waiting to pounce.
That's like that movie Arachnophobia. They're all just in there. Nesting.
A lot of people reminding us what happened when Vanessa encountered the spider in Long Beach.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
That was during the World Cup, I think. I'm not exactly
sounds
sure.
Like she's riding it. Like, eggs.
She wrote that. Oh no, it was pregnant spider. Gilbert, what happened to you? Welcome to Spidey Bites on K Rock. Hi.
Hi. Happened to my father, actually. He's in a garage in my grandparents' house, and he woke up one day with terrible pain in his manhood. I guess a spider bit him on his. On his junk.
A spider bit his junk.
He said he didn't actually go to the hospital either. He did self care. So what he did, he told me he went to the shower, and I guess he had like a big like pus or a big like boil kind of thing on his junk.
Spider
so
junk.
He sliced it himself.
He cut it himself. He did self surgery on his manhood.
Oh my!
Here's audio of this guy's father.
Oh my god!
Dude, that is ballsy that you did that without going to a doctor.
Gennaro, am I saying your name right? I can't possibly be saying that right.
Ah, sounds right.
Yep. All right, nailed it. Yes, Gennaro, welcome to K-Rock. Hi. Your phone is crystal clear if you're wondering. It's crystal clear.
We're right there with you, Jennifer.
Got bit by a spider.
Let me say hi to Susie. Oh, boy, this is going to freak out a lot of women. Once again, a warning to everyone who is afraid of spiders, and that's a lot of people. You do not want to hear what Susie has to say. Go ahead, Susie.
Hi. So I have curly hair, and like growing up, my grandma always used to tell me to comb my hair every day because a spider would lay eggs in my hair. And I spent 3 weeks in New Orleans one time, and I didn't comb my hair for like 2 weeks. And my hair started to dread, and then I found out that I had spiders and eggs in my hair.
Spider eggs in your hair.
Yeah, and spiders.
And also the accompanying spiders. The lovely spider couple that had moved in.
Living in your hair.
Yes, like my hair will start to knot up and dread in 2 days because it's so curly. So Yeah, I didn't comb it for a while, and apparently where I was staying, there were a lot of spiders, and nobody told me, and my grandma was right.
Wait, so how did you find out that there were spiders that had laid eggs in your hair?
I started getting bites on my head, like they started to hurt, because at first I just thought, like, my head was itching
right.
because I hadn't washed it in forever or whatever, but... Yeah, and then I started feeling like bumps and bites, and so I had my son comb through my hair and detangle me, and it took like 7 hours, and I had spider eggs.
Oh, man, that's going to freak out a lot of people.
And I guess it's the same process as getting lice out, right? You just kind of comb it out?
I think you got to burn. You got to burn your whole
head
off.
You got to shave your head.
Shave it. Shave and burn, because if
move
not.
Move bodies.
Hey, Gladys?
Close. Gladys.
You guys are doing great with names this morning.
All right, Gladys. Yes, go ahead. Hi, welcome to K-Rock. Did you guys really think her name was Gladys? I didn't even knew before I said it wasn't going to be Gladys, but it's written here, so I assume maybe she goes by Gladys.
This is making us not Gladys.
Gladys, I'm sorry, Gladys. What is your story?
My dad went out fishing with his buds in the ocean. I guess his jacket had a spider in it. It bit him about 3 times. They were drinking out there. Something happened. They brought him back to shore. The lifeguard saw all the open bottles and just said, you guys are drunk. Didn't believe them. Something was wrong. Eventually, when they did call the ambulance and he got to the hospital, they ID'd what kind of spider bit him. They hospitalized him for 4 days, suspended his license. And the doctor told him that the only reason he was alive was because his blood was diluted by all the drinking.
Oh, saved his life.
Yeah.
Who's the hero? If not, the spider would have taken him out.
And do you know what kind of spider it was, or does he know?
It was a black widow.
Oh,
man. Yeah, we got a few black widow people on the phone as well. Ruby, you got the black widow treatment?
Yeah, I was bit by a black widow when I was 6 months old.
That's the origin story.
Yeah,
right,
that's a superhero.
You should be in Marvel. You should be in the universe.
I know. I think I have the antidote in me.
Cool.
So I was in the bassinet, and so I started getting really sick, and I had a fever, and they rushed me to the hospital, and my toe was really fat and purple. So my parents went home, and they looked under the bassinet, and they found this big black widow.
Oof.
So I was in the hospital for about one month, and they had needles in my head and everything, and my mom wouldn't leave my side.
Have you tried to, like, stop time or fly or anything like
that?
I feel like you may have something. You may have the ability to do something. Do you have any special powers in real life?
I tried to climb up the wall, but it didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a video of that effort.
Maybe it's just her toe, and it's totally useless.
Oh, man. All the power to this
my
one
toe is so strong.
It's one toe that went to the market. All right, well, there you have it. Spidey Bites. What a successful round. I wish we could get to the rest of these stories, including someone. I don't want to share the... There's a vagina spider story here, Allie. It will make all of your worst nightmares come true.
No!
But we must move on, because, you know...
Before I throw up.
Yeah, everyone's already saying, I'm out. I'm turning off the show for the first time ever. I can't handle Spidey Bites.
Too much.
KROQ. K-Rock, we are Klein Alley's show. If you're looking to go to the Hollywood Bowl and appreciate and enjoy some summer nights, we've got you there in September on the 4th to see the maestro of the movies performing his classics.
John Williams.
Iconic songs that you'll be seeing at the Bowl. And I don't know if they actually put the movies up on the big screen too there. Probably,
right? I'm assuming there's a visual element,
That's going to be cool. So we'll send you there in a moment. I know today's Jake's day to perform. He's been working on some. I want to listen in to Jake's practice, because I think he's been practicing on the recorder today as he's going to attempt to tackle a John. Don't play the song yet, Jake, but I know you've been working on some stuff back there. Let me just get a sense of where we're at, because this will let people know if they should keep listening to win or tune out forever. That's going to be a tune out forever. Yeah. That's not the song you're doing today?
No. I don't want to give it away.
It's like the opposite of the Pied Piper. So. Every woman is running.
What are you talking about? It's good.
So... That'll be
the recorder is the world's most annoying instrument.
It is by
even
far.
If you are amazing at it, it's horrible to listen to.
I was practicing in the office and Vanessa was losing it.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
It's terrible.
Well, I had to go to the office because Kibby was going crazy too.
Then you should have brought Kibby in and you stayed in there.
Everyone hates the recorder, which is why it's the perfect instrument for Jake.
I like it. He sounds pretty good.
So, He's going to try to attempt. I'm trying to find, you know, yesterday a lot of people thought that my version of Jaws was not great. Omar didn't hear this yesterday, but Omar, you would have been able to figure this out, right? This was me on the harmonica with my nose.
What was that?
That was
at the
so
end?
Good. That was the listener yesterday. But you know what? We're 3 for 3. By the way, I will give us credit. No matter how bad these versions have been.
Well, that girl said, I have no idea. So right. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say Jaws.
And she was
got
right.
It right.
So 3 for 3. And by the way, none of these have been great. I mean, if you think about the one that Allie played earlier this week and the one.
I did the Imperial March, which sounded really good to me.
Yeah, because you were listening to the actual song in your ears.
Yeah, but hearing it back without the music in the background, it sounted pretty bad.
So anyway, that'll be coming up. We can't do it now. We got to take a break and do some news, but we have that coming up. So Jake is working feverishly on the recorder. So if you want to win your way into the bowl, you'll have those tickets coming up next hour. And in 15 minutes, we start giving you Six Flags, Magic Mountain, 4 packs of tickets, and qualify you to get that 2027 Gold Pass. So stick around for all of that after this super quick break, and then we're back with more show, whether you like it or not, after this on K-Rock. Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We are streaming live on YouTube right now. Good morning, NetBangers. And thanks for participating in the constantly ongoing chat. Apparently, there's a thing called Klein Alley Show After Dark. I didn't realize that, Alley, where listeners are getting together in the after hours, back on the YouTube, communicating with each other. I didn't know what's going on there. It's some sort of an OnlyFans situation I think we're involved in, regardless, against our will. But hey, good opportunity to get together and hang out. In about 5 minutes, Six Flags will be yours. Right now, though, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
So there have been many rich people with legal problem stories this week. Of course, the big one was Mark Walter, the owner of the Dodgers and now former owner of the Lakers, being investigated for loan fraud by the Department of Justice. That's probably going to end badly. But then you have Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford, who somehow owes the IRS over $500,000 because he hasn't been paying all of his taxes, even though he's been making over $400 million. So that's starting to catch up with him. Then you have Bill Gates.
Hold on. If he's making over $400 million? Is that right?
Over hit the course of his career.
He's made $400 million?
Yeah, isn't that wild?
Matthew Stafford?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like so much money. That's more than the person.
Well, yes.
That's more than the person got paid to win a Powerball
last night. Over $400 million in career earnings,
and he owes $500,000. Feels mm-hmm. like that's not. I mean, if you're making that kind of money to owe $500,000, seems like nothing.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right. So why aren't you paying it?
Well, that could have been for hit. That's the equivalent of one of us owing $50 or $30 to the IRS.
Well, this is for one tax. This is for 2024's tax.
Oh, that was 1 year.
This is 1 year. Oh. Yeah. So I don't know what's going on, why that hasn't been.
Yeah, that's what I would say. I was a quarterback and I tried to do the math myself.
It's a good excuse for the IRS to avoid the penalties.
He's got a guy. He's got to have a team or a guy that
does it. How have you not paid your taxes?
But I'm saying he's not doing his own taxes. He's got a guy.
No, but there's a tax person saying you need to pay this money and you need to pay it by this day.
Right.
So if it hasn't been paid, that's a knowing choice.
Did your thing with the IRS get handled?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. No.
It did?
It got handled in the sense that I paid the IRS.
So you lost?
Well, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure.
They said, according to our records, you don't qualify for this thing, so we've redone the math and you owe us X amount of dollars.
Is it true you tried to say that your cats were dependents?
No.
No? Okay.
No, but I was trying to. I thought I qualified for some credits that I don't apparently qualify for. And TurboTax didn't tell me that.
Got it.
So I worked it out. Everything's fine. We're good with the IRS. Okay. Then you have Bill Gates' daughter being accused of something called cookie stuffing, which is an act of using fake cookies on your company's website to inflate your sales numbers and make more money. So her company's called Fia. It's like a browser extension that helps you find deals online. You know, like Honey or whatever, Coupon Finder kind
sure,
of extensions.
Right, right.
So, and you get paid, they get paid if you use their service. But apparently they were putting all these fake cookies in there to make it look like the service was being used a lot more than it actually was. So they
this
were making more money
Bill
because
Gates
of all this.
Daughter?
Mm-hmm.
If I was Bill Gates' daughter,
20 years in prison.
I would be literally cookie stuffing on a couch all day, every day. Just,
right.
just eating cookies and not thinking about a care in the world. I know that there's pressure to go, I'm not just going to live off my dad's billions of dollars and I should get a job. But why, if you're going to do that, what's
if you're going to do that, then don't cheat.
Right. It's
just
almost,
say my business isn't that successful, but it's mildly successful. I'm going to move on with my life.
Yeah, no one's going to believe, even if your business is successful, everyone's going to give your dad credit for it anyway. They're going to say your whole cookie stuff in business is because of your dad.
Yeah, I know. And if your dad created Microsoft, I mean, that's like a huge company, and you created a browser extension that's barely surviving.
Right, but I know that it must suck to be in the shadow of, you know, like Allie has to live in the shadow of her mom, the throat goat, the
and
legendary, and your hot sister.
And my hot cousin.
And right, you're in a lot of shadows, which is weird because you create a lot of shadow. Which is weird.
If there's something making a comeback for men, I don't know how you feel about this, but the formal suit is making a comeback. This is something that sort of died when the pandemic happened. Nobody wanted to dress up for work anymore because nobody was going into work. And then when they did get back into the work, they were like, hey, I'm going to go athleisure. I'm going to go jeans. I'm going to go casual. Now, it seems that the formal wear is back and suit sales have gone up, and it's not just for the workplace. People are just kind of adopting this Don Draper look where for events or just for going out and stuff, they want to look a little more put together and a little more formal. And no suit has worked harder than the one that Klein wore in our Klein Alley show, Don't Rob Me sign
That video is now over 100,000 views, and it's mostly people just trying to figure out how I was able to cram my neck. I didn't realize the whole suit looks like it's about to explode off of me.
There's some cookie stuff in there as well.
I don't know what that is. I think I'm in good shape. I thought I was. I looked at that video. I feel like the camera added 50 pounds just to me.
You normaled out.
What the hell was going on in that video?
I don't know, but you stopped doing something, and now you look normal again.
I don't know what the hell that was. I saw it, too. I said, no one's going to rob this person, not because of the size, because of that giant monster in the front yard. That was me.
I thought you were going to rip the suit open and have a superhero suit underneath.
I mean, it's incredible.
It's like how John Cena looks when he's wearing clothes. You're like, what's going on here?
I was making fun of that video, going, wow, look how fat Allie looks, only to realize it was me. It's terrible.
And then two people have been fired because of a snoop on a stoop ordeal. If you're going to do an elf on a shelf type thing, I understand there's pressure. You have to move the elf on a shelf all the time. You have to make it seem like it's always in a new place. Snoop on a Stoop is a spinoff of Elf on a Shelf. And there was a workplace, a fire station, that was using this, but it was not in a good spot, and it got people fired.
The city manager of one Colorado town is now out of a job over the way he handled a racist incident involving a Snoop Dogg holiday ornament. It all started back in March when this Snoop on a Stoop ornament was found hanging by its neck from a rope at a local fire station. Mm-hmm. After an investigation, the employee behind the prank was fired, but several officials believe city manager Scott Vargo's overall response was weak and did not demonstrate enough accountability. As a result, the city council voted to terminate his position.
Goodbye.
So, by the way, why did he do Snoop on a Stoop in March? I mean, forget about this, the hateful...
I agree. I'm like, why am I seeing this story now?
Right. Like, you think if that had happened during the holiday season, it would have been more acceptable, and then it just came across as completely racist because it happened in March?
Or is it just always there? Like, Snoop on a Stoop is just always at the fire station?
Well, we stand with you, Snoop, as always, you know, and it's very rare that he would ever give his name to a product. So the idea that we were able to find that in the news is crazy.
It's pretty crazy.
We get into a brand new hour of the show in moments. In fact, the very first thing we do is pick up caller 20 and deliver the good news to you. The good news is 4 tickets for you to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain and qualify for that 2027 Gold Pass. If you want in on that, I hope you call us right now, 800-520-1067. Let's go.